What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Stomping on Eggshells with your host, Anthony Newton. Guys, there is a lot of hot topic issues always sort of coming at us from the left and from the right. And, you know, this times have sort of forced me to get political, to join my fellow conservatives on the right. Where, you know, for the most part, I think I was probably dead center. You know, I think most people are when it comes to politics, because the political landscape has almost everything to do with, you know, who you are, you know, the type of values, belief system that you have, as well as where you are in life, right? So some type of democratic policies, you know, might help you if you are somebody that maybe likes groupthink, somebody that is more of a, I guess, collectivist over, and, you know, someone with an individualistic mindset. And a lot of that, you know, for me, I don't fault anybody for, you know, the different paths they choose and, you know, how they look at the political landscape. But it's coming to a point now where it's getting more overwhelming to me as I sort of navigate this new societal landscape. And as a communication professional, right, so I am a professor and I am constantly teaching intercultural communication, public speaking, intro to communication, creative communication, strategic communication, where, you know, I have ages, you know, from 16 all the way to, you know, let's just call it 52. And, you know, I've had older before, right? So when I look at that and I see the way that it's shifting within, you know, the way everything's shifting with this new generation, and I believe that we don't have discourse anymore where we want to create some kind of environment where no matter your political beliefs, we can still bounce ideas off each other without somebody just being right and somebody being wrong. Because we know that politics, there's a lot of gray, right? There's no real black and white areas. This is good for me, that's not good for me, this is good for me, that's not good for me. So we're constantly playing that mental give and take with each other. Now that that's been said, right, so I've established my position, I've given you the identity, the credibility from the communication standpoint, and now let's talk about a hot button issue. And I call it a hot button issue because it is, but I'm trying to figure out why. And that is the transgenderism. Now, we can all agree, I believe, there are maybe individual cases where it's not the case, but most of us just want to live our lives. Most of us want to be kind to people. We want everybody to just do you. Live how you want to live. And the fact that the transgender movement is basically, you know, capturing all of these headlines, and they make up less than 1% of the population, is befuddling to me. And another thing is, you would think that the way they talk about this issue is if transgender people were just everywhere all the time. And I've run into maybe one or two in my lifetime, even in this past, as the landscape begins to change, even in this past like 2-3 years, zero. And I believe everybody should be treated fairly. I want to be empathetic to people's situation. But I also don't want to add to the chaos of it all, as well as going along with something that we assume has very negative consequences. And people, you know, they've looked into this, right? So transgender people, they say, oh, well, if we're accepted, then, you know, we might stop committing suicide. And it seems not to be the case, because there are several studies that show that the suicide rate before and after are very, very similar, which means that it doesn't really change when other people accept, like, who you are. I would imagine, I'm not a psychologist by any means, right? But I have done so much work in working with students and mentoring students, as well as all of my knowledge and expertise as somebody who studies people for a living, right? And the way that they interact with each other, and the way we as humans in general interact with each other. And I believe a lot more of that is going to be internal. So it's more of an internal struggle. Now, the fact that we're not paying more attention to the mental health side is where I'm concerned, right? So one would think, right, that the oppression that African Americans faced, right? So between slavery, between the discrimination, whether it be, you know, the different buses, the different schools, the different water fountains, the way they were treated just because of the color of their skin, that they would have committed suicide at a much higher rate, because African Americans, black people, because I'm new generation, I never felt that, you know, my grandparents felt that. So you would think that the percentage of suicide would be higher when you're really being oppressed. And it's not the case, and it's not even close. So the percentage of African Americans who committed suicide during all of that period of time has not come close to the number of the members of the transgender community committing suicide. So I believe that we need to take a closer look at the mental health side. I am not saying that they shouldn't be treated fairly. I believe just in general, we all should be empathetic to the situation. I don't think we should relish in it, because It's not doing anybody any good. So if there's somebody that proposes, hey, we just want to be treated fairly, but, you know, maybe we're not the best, you know, mentally or psychologically, then I believe that's a movement that I'm willing to put 2 feet in. Right? Because we can't just pretend that, you know, thinking that you're something that you're not, and then saying that, oh, everybody, you know, I'm a he or now, or I'm a she now. And, you know, you're going as far as willing to cut a body part off. And if you're willing to cut a body part off, not be able to enjoy a climax for the rest of your life, and all of the other things that come with the hormone treatments and all that stuff, there is definitely speculation, right? One could speculate that you are probably not in the best place mentally, right? And so we actually see this. We see this in different things like body dysmorphia, right? So sometimes, you know, like if you have this term from psychology book, the DSM-5, you know, and the body dysmorphia comes from, you know, looking at yourself and feeling that, hey, I should have bigger boobs, right? And so you go get the hugest boobs you could find, and, you know, then you say, oh, I think they need to be bigger. Or some, right? And this might be a whole different illness than the body dysmorphia, but you know, there's also times where people feel that they, you know, they shouldn't have been born with like a hand, right? And so, but we don't go along with that, right? We don't say, oh, you just chop off your hand and you'll feel fine. No, you get them the mental help that they need, so moving forward, they're able to process things better, they're able to live a better life. Now, if we continue to go along with just, oh, hey, anybody could be whatever they want to be, whenever they want to be it, this is a problem. This is a huge problem. And I don't think we're helping anybody out. I believe that we need to take a look at the mental health issues of all of this before we move forward in, you know, whatever comes next. And so, if you, you know, if you have any sort of insight, any sort of opinion, you know, drop a comment. And yeah, that's it for me, guys. It's your hot button issue today. Once again, this was Stomping on Eggshells with your host, Anthony Newton. You guys have a wonderful night. I'm out.